From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Gun rights activists are applauding the Supreme Court ruling declaring every American is entitled to own a gun for self-defense. Chicago officials are already planning a new gun ordinance, but NPR's Cheryl Corley says gun rights proponents vow to fight any new regulations.
When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution puts limits on handgun restrictions that states and local governments can impose, it was a blow to Chicago's nearly 30-year ban on handguns. Colleen Lawson, one of the plaintiffs who challenged Chicago's law, says she's grateful for the court's narrow 5-4 ruling.
To those who would prey upon the citizens of the city of Chicago, to the criminals, I would like to say that the Chicago crime buffet is over. We are not prey.
Chicago officials plan to present a new ordinance regulating handgun ownership later this week. However, Lawson, the Illinois Rifle Association, and others in this case say they're prepared to challenge any new gun measures as well. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan made it through day one of her Supreme Court confirmation hearings, but she'll likely be pressed on a host of issues in the days to come. NPR's Ari Shapiro says Senate Judiciary Committee members want Kagan to reveal her views on hot-button issues.
Members of both parties used their opening statements to urge Kagan to testify frankly. Jeff Sessions of Alabama is the committee's top Republican.
Ms. Kagan has called previous confirmation hearings vapid and hollow. Some probably have been, and have argued that nominees for a lifetime position owe a greater degree of candor and openness to the committee.
After hours of statements from senators, it was Kagan's turn to speak.
I've learned that we come closest to getting things right when we approach every person and every issue with an open mind.
She emphasized humility, impartiality, and moderation, making her sound very much like every other Supreme Court nominee in the last decade. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge in California has agreed to hear a case challenging the government's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. Attorney Dan Woods, who represents the Log Cabin Republican, says the judge set a July 13th trial date. A week after being ousted as the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal told the Army he's retiring. He lost his job after criticizing key administration officials. A hurricane watch is up along the Gulf Coast in southern Texas and northern Mexico. Forecasters are keeping close tabs on it, but the center of the tropical storm is not expected to approach the oil spill area off Louisiana's coast. And a search is underway in Montana for a single-engine plane carrying four people on a sightseeing tour of Glacier National Park. This is NPR. After tackling health reform and the overhaul of the financial regulatory system, President Barack Obama is now planning to push for comprehensive immigration legislation. At a meeting with prominent labor leaders and activist groups, the president reportedly reiterated his support for an immigration bill, but noted the political realities that have it bogged down in Congress. Most states are suffering recession-linked budget problems, but few are on a par with California, where lawmakers are trying to close a $19 billion budget gap. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates says one money-raising proposal involves digital license plates that flash ads.
The same folks who have made it illegal to text and drive are considering allowing their constituents to read digital license plates and drive. State legislators in Sacramento are pondering a feasibility study that would decide whether digital license plates would help dig the state out of its financial hole. Proponents say the digital plates would generate revenue in much the same way personalized license plates do now. The idea has gotten plenty of resistance from civil libertarians who fear the digital plates could be used for monitoring purposes. And technology experts don't think the light-up plates are such a bright idea either, saying digital plates would take the phrase driven to distraction to a whole new level. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
The dean of a California law school is praising the Supreme Court ruling that says Hastings College of Law may deny recognition to a Christian student group that bars gay members. The acting chancellor says the 5-4 ruling validates the school's policy of equity and fairness. The high court rejected an appeal from the Christian Legal Society, which sued to get school funding and recognition. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News.